98.1 KZE, Andy Gladding here in the beautiful town of Catskill, New York. We're having a great time here on the shortest day of the year. The longest day of the year.
Well, it's all going out like starting tomorrow.
I got my brain really hurts. We've been doing a lot of stuff the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And but this is, I've been really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And by the way, this mystery voice to my left right here, if you're in Radio Land, you can think about right and left, is Lauren Tancham, who has come to us today to talk about, first of all, what the summer solstice means to her.
Oh man, it means so many things. Shout out to my hubby. It's our 16th wedding anniversary today.
Oh wow. Hey, hubby.
So, in addition to that, we are hosting. My name is Lauren, and I'm from Cafe Joust, and we're hosting a lot of really wonderful activity. You know, like there's something about gathering in Catskill. So many artists, so many musicians, true community, and like so many degrees of community from all over the world who somehow find themselves in this part of the world at this moment.
So it's really terrific, right? To see how far this town has come. It's beautiful down here.
Yeah.
There's so many amazing businesses, including yours, by the way.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, this is Joust is not your first crack at doing business in the town here.
Well, we had started a plant forward anti-inflammatory food kitchen in Rhinebeck in 2021, and then we floated around with Upstate Films for 2022, and then we met Liam and Laura at the end of 2022 and decided to move into Catskill, not knowing all the magic that was just waiting for us.
Wow. Well, there is a lot of magic in the Hudson Valley, and that's, I think, what really draws people to this area.
Yeah.
Is it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's great communities everywhere, and especially a community like this where there's vibrancy. Obviously, there's bands playing everywhere. There's music. There's families are out and about.
Yeah.
And so being a business owner and an entrepreneur,
yeah.
How has this experience been for you?
It's been, you know, it's like, what is it? I think it's community driven, and like it feels like everything we do is some kind of collaboration. And since we are in the service industry, everything we want to do, like everything that we present, we want to present beautiful dishes, we want to present beautiful art, we want everything we do to reflect the local community, so that the energy that we're feeling and we're talking about right now comes through everything that we are providing, whether you're local or someone who's just passing through, can kind of like connect with, let's say, the agriculture that's all around us. So like sourcing from local farms and showing local artists and trying to support local musicians. So it's whatever's inspiring us in the immediate. And as a business, it still feels like way more seasonal than I wish it was, but I think it's because we're all spread out and we live in this like wonderful universe where it's easy to get around, so we could hop from town to town and enjoy what everyone else is doing. So, you know, winter is its thing. It is its own thing. And I think, like, especially being here today on summer solstice is this celebration of, like, I mean, rich, dense energy that I think so many people in this area have been working towards and trying to build in their own way, whether they're business owners or artists or educators or just, like, you know, community organizations, like, various institutions that try to support those, like Catwalk Institute or create these spaces that are trying to amplify the voices of what's happening here locally. There's a lot that needs to be seen and heard, and I think there is this wonderful like situation right now where as a business owner we can host like those things with people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like gathering.
You can be part of the process and also help drive that momentum forward.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. And
yeah.
We find that in radio too. That's what we have to do. We have no choice in the matter.
Totally.
Our business is to help businesses like yours get the word out and get people to come down.
Yeah.
But it's great to see you.
We so appreciate you guys so much. We just got a transmit partnership, so we have We have big dreams of what to transmit across the internet from our little corner of Catskill.
Well, we can certainly help you with that.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we do really well.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. And now, just real quick, if I'm coming down to Joust, what am I gonna have? What am I eating?
Oh man, there's so many good things to eat. But I would definitely suggest grabbing a cold pressed juice. We're getting so much food from the farms now, so we're representing a lot of vegetables from like Montgomery Place Orchard at the moment, and Egger Farms has got the sour cherries happening, so it's a great way to just connect with that stuff. And then on the menu food-wise, I think you gotta go with the rice bowl. It's classic, it's got everything you need. It's a macrobiotic bowl, house pickled veggies, miso tahini, shiitake mushroom bacon.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
What else do we got? Avocado, we got the seeds on there. We got arugula, tomatoes, and we're going to be getting those fresh tomatoes soon, so it's going to be even better.
Oh, I can't wait. I love
fresh
tomatoes.
Yes, beans. Got to have the beans. Got to have your protein.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Delicious. Delicious. Well, Lauren from Joust, thanks so much for coming down. Real quick, where can we find Joust if you're in Catskill, driving around? You getting hungry? Where are you guys?
Yeah, so we're at Cafe Joust. We're at 365 Main Street. Currently, there's a bunch of beautiful flowers outside of our window and disco ladies in the windows.
What a great place. Can't wait to come check it out.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks so much. Once again, 98.1 KZ broadcasting live from Catskill. I'm Andy Gladding. Back to the music.
Thank you, Andy. I'm going to bring you a juice, man.
Awesome.
I'll see you in a bit.
You got it. Hey, Terry.